This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Sean Oldie, General Manager for Oldie Seed Farms near Palmer, Kansas. Sean, just in general, how is fall harvest going for farmers in your area and other areas?
Fall harvest is progressing at record pace in our area. Now, we've seen very good grain and seed quality. That's definitely been observed this year. Overall, yields have been very good, and I believe above expectations. And I speak for our area, but really I say in all areas that I've been traveling, everyone is definitely progressing through harvest at a record pace.
Are you finished harvesting your no-to-grow research plots?
Getting very close. 16 straight days of being able to harvest at least one, if not two or three in a day, helps progress the plot season rather quickly. I can't wait to share some of the results and some of the studies that I've been doing, especially the biological, the fertilizer, and then the fungicide studies. There's been some interesting things that have come out of that, and those results are going to be published very soon.
Did Tuesday night's freeze speed up harvest of sorghum or soybeans in any of the areas?
I imagine it will speed up from drying down the plant, just making harvest that much easier. You know, whatever it takes to get this weather pattern to switch. We've got some chances of rain for Monday, and that would be a very welcoming sight. Lately, we've seen an uptick in wheat drilling. And the old thing of drilling in the dust, that's getting put to test 100% this year, because a lot of that is happening right now.
Sean, could you tell us about the XtendFlex and Enlist soybeans and how they are doing in trials this year?
Yeah, this is my fifth season harvesting XtendFlex and Enlist soybeans side by side. And this today is still a tough question to answer, and it really depends on, you know, what part of the state you're in and, frankly, what your neighbor's herbicide program is. But overall, there is no difference in yield between the two traits. Farmers, once again, they're faced with a tough challenge of which trait is best for them. The difference this year is there's no label that allows us to spray dicamba post-emerge, but there are some great weed control options and some great weed control probes still with both traits, and we've seen that be successful for guys. And those are the conversations that we're having every day, and that's helping farmers work through their scenarios and what they want to choose is best for their farm.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Sean Oldie, General Manager for Oldie Seed Farms near Palmer, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM.